Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Rebecca Schultz, the Minister of Environment and Protected Areas for the Province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yes, great to be back on the show.
All right, first thing we kind of wanted to talk about today is the a lot has been made recently about the federal government with their electricity regulations. They want to have a net zero electricity grid by 2035, but there have been some statements from both yourself and also Premier Danielle Smith that have indicated that that it's not exactly going to be super doable in Alberta. Why don't you kind of, I guess, start with kind of what the sort of the full kind of position of Alberta is on this?
Yeah, of course. And so both myself and the Premier have been very clear that as these clean electricity regulations for a net zero grid by 2035 have been presented by the federal government, they will absolutely not be implemented in Alberta. They just can't. And, you know, it's not just Alberta that will have, well, it's not just a difficult time. It is near impossible. These are so unrealistic. It's also us, it's Saskatchewan, it's a number of Atlantic provinces. I think Manitoba also said that this would be very challenging. And there's a few reasons for that. I mean, one, it doesn't take into account that Alberta doesn't have hydroelectricity like provinces like Quebec. So, you know, given our reliance on natural gas for our base load, you know, this is a huge risk. And I'll tell you, what it really comes down to is affordability and reliability for everyday people. The cost to do this, some estimates have it at $1.7 trillion. So at some point, that is taxpayers that are going to be paying for that, either on their electricity bills or on their taxes at a time when cost of living is really the number one issue that we're hearing about right now. But also we need a reliable grid. In the middle of winter, think January in Alberta, certainly in northern Alberta, but right across our province and, in fact, across much of our country, we need to have, you know, the ability to turn on the lights in the middle of winter. And that's really what's at risk.
Yeah, I can definitely, I think a lot of people can definitely relate to you on that last bit there. But, you know, to be clear, you know, Alberta does support having a, you know, a clean electricity grid. But what would be a kind of more, I guess, feasible timeline that the province would like to have on this?
Yeah, so just this spring, we released our emissions reduction and energy development plan that really talks about our aspirations to have a carbon neutral economy by 2050. This is a lot more reasonable. I mean, when we look at these federal electricity regulations that are put forward, there's a couple of things really that are concerning to us, especially. One is really around just some of the requirements that they have built right within the regulations. I mean, this is based on technology that has not yet been tested anywhere in the world, yet they expect us to be able to test it, implement it, and then, of course, scale it up across the province in just 10 years. As, you know, many of your listeners would know, the federal government, if you think back to Bill C-69, you know, we often talked about it being the No More Pipelines law. It also makes other infrastructure very hard to build and increases the timelines by a lot. So this is not something that is just easy to do. The other thing is that they are saying that after 450 hours or think 18 days, you have 18 days where natural gas peakers can come on to help with baseload. You know, think about when the sun is not shining, the wind is not blowing, and renewables can't meet baseload demand. It is not legal for that natural gas to come online after those 18 days. And so that's a huge concern. That doesn't even get us through the coldest months of the year. You know, think January 19th and all of a sudden we can't, you know, nobody has the ability without the federal minister's approval to ensure that we have natural gas peaker plants helping us with base load. I mean, that just completely doesn't work here. So what we've said to the federal government is, look, let's use common sense. Let's put people first. Let's make sure we're addressing affordability and reliability as well as reducing emissions, which is something that industry is working on as well. We're just asking for some common sense. But of course, you know, what we've seen from the federal government yet again is they chose ideology over common sense. So, you know, we're going to the table. We're going to negotiate this, among other things, with the federal government. But we will absolutely stand up for Albertans and their best interests in those discussions.
We've mentioned a little bit about some of the costs around doing something like this, and certainly you kind of bring up the point how, you know, sometimes in the wintertime we kind of have to pay a little extra for the power bills to stay warm and whatnot. What would be kind of like, what kind of costs would the province sort of be kind of looking at when it comes to trying to get more kind of greener energy, if you will?
Yeah, so we're still looking at that as a province, but like there have been external studies done which estimate this at hundreds of billions of dollars across the country. To public policy forums said this would cost up to $1.7 trillion. And so when you take $1.7 trillion and shorten it down to, you know, essentially a 10-year span, that is a lot of money. And it is more, it will cost more for provinces like Alberta to get there, of course, just because, again, we don't have hydro like Quebec and a couple of other provinces. You know, I know Ontario, New Brunswick, they also have small modular reactors, so they have some other options that we don't have. So, I mean, this just really is so unrealistic from a cost perspective because, you know, certainly when I was door knocking throughout the spring, but even every day since that, affordability, cost of living, inflation, carbon tax, these are things I hear about from everyday Albertans every single day. And so we can't just say, you know, here's another $1.7 trillion bill, you know, Canadians. And it would also impact our economy. So think about, you know, when we think about economic impact, that this is what allows us to fund things like healthcare and education, is having a strong economy, making sure that people have jobs. You know, these are just things that we are not willing to risk right now for their ideological plans.
Now, when it comes to getting more sort of greener technology to have in the sort of the power grid, if you will, now there's, you know, obviously different options, and you probably need kind of a mixture of generation options. Like when it comes to getting some of them set up, like would there be a lot of kind of consultation, I guess, with sort of different areas of the province, see what people there would prefer? Because, you know, something that might work in Calgary may not necessarily work in Peace River, for example. Like, what kind of things would the province like to do there?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, especially in our emissions reduction and energy development plan, I mean, we were very clear that this is not an either-or discussion. I think sometimes people take it in that direction. It's not. It's about all the above. We want, you know, we know that we need to continue to see that natural gas baseload. However, we're also interested in carbon capture, utilization, and storage. We want to see abated natural gas. We're looking, of course, we want to see renewable investment. We saw 75% of all renewable investment in Canada last year was in Alberta. You know, we want to see that continue. I mean, down the road, geothermal, Premier has also talked about small modular reactors, hydrogen. So, you know, for us, it's not an either or. It's about, of course, investing in technology and innovation, and industry is doing an exceptional job of leading the way on that. You know, just a couple weeks ago, I was in Germany with an Alberta company, Ever, and, you know, they were commissioning this huge geothermal pilot to help Germany with their energy needs. That is expertise from Alberta, from Alberta's oil sands. That is, you know, really changing the game in other countries around the world. So we have an opportunity right now to be leaders, not just here in Alberta, but really around the world when it comes to emissions reduction and sustainable energy development for generations to come.
And finally, whenever we have a guest here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we'll just like to throw in a little personal question to kind of show that these politicians are, in fact, people too. Of course, we are kind of into the fall right now, and, you know, weather's probably getting a little cooler. Maybe some people have some different activities they'd like to do. What about you? What's kind of some of your kind of fall activities, if you will?
Yeah, so I am running a half marathon on the Thanksgiving long weekend, so I've been training for that. But as a lot of parents of young children, my life right now is largely consumed with back to school, hockey evaluations, figure skating, gymnastics, piano. It's all starting. And so as any parent would know, your activities tend to be what your children are involved in, especially in the fall. But fall is actually one of my favorite times of the year.
We'll certainly let you get back to some of that. Rebecca Schultz, the Environment Minister for the Province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.